All right, shut up, Russ. Shut up.
Oh, every single time. The time is 6 o'clock in the p.m. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you so much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after.
The Royal Bangs off their new album Flux Outside. This is Silver Steps.
More Mascot Wedding Show coming up next. We fly by the seat of our pants, but we fly anyway. The time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. Wait, right? This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. Is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call us on the Bronwyn Blake phone lines, you can. Phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. You may also tweet at us during the show. I got the page open. We are at Mascot Wedding on Twitter. That is a quick and easy way to send us a message. I got the page open. You send it, I will see it. Also, anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else.
That's right.
So don't go complaining. Don't go calling your governor, because that thing's about to shut down, right?
It is?
Here's the thing. I've been so busy, we're just not paying attention to stuff.
Right.
And I'll walk past a, what do you call those things?
Like a newsstand?
Newsstand, exactly. Yeah. And it'll say like, government shutdown looms. And I'm like, what? Did we get taken over? What's going on?
Are we going to be okay?
I know nothing about it. We just heard off their new album, Flux Outside, or The Flux Outside. That was Royal Bangs with Silver Steps.
All right, played them last week, play them this week. You must really like that band.
I do like that band.
Why don't you listen to them more?
Oh, I...
That didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
Darn. I feel like this... Is my microphone turned up really loud or something?
No, no, you're great.
I'm getting a lot of my own mouth noises or something.
No. Well, that happens normally.
Did you just turn it up more?
I did. I can't hear you very well.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, no, you're a little soft in the mix.
I'm soft in the mix.
Huh? Yeah. And speaking of, we're playing an all soft in the mix Saturday. We're playing all your favorite hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Something's off here.
Well, don't do that.
I'm hearing it. I'm like John Ailey over here.
All right. No, you've always been that way.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Hey, who edits the podcast? I would hear this much mouth noise.
I don't hear it. Anyway, how are you, Mac?
I was good. It's Texas Relay Weekend.
That's right. Welcome, everybody who's coming here for the auto show.
Maybe I'm just standing too close. I'll try backing up.
I think you're great.
Look, I'm hearing it right now. What's going on? Got a juicy mouth?
Maybe it's your cans.
It may be my cans. I'm going to switch.
Anyway, yeah, it's Texas Relays Weekend. There is a nice little auto show going on at Highland Mall right now, which, by the way, I happen to cruise past there. That's right, I cruise. And and
I think it's fun.
It is. One thing I noticed, not a single food truck in that parking lot.
Oh, food trucks, you idiot.
I feel like they're missing a really good opportunity right there. Where are you, Kebabalicious or something?
Kebabalicious, my personal favorite, Lucky J's.
Oh, Lucky J's. You kidding me? They clean up this weekend.
Look, the whole chicken and waffles thing, Lucky J's. Yeah, that waffle's great and all. That chicken's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is really good. But that's just my personal opinion. You do what you want out there, yeah. Radio listeners.
But I guess you're afeard. You're afeard of Texas Relays. Well, I'm not. That's why I'm going there with sandwiches later, I guess. I don't know. I hadn't really thought this one through.
I did pass a guy selling bread on the street yesterday.
What?
As people, you never see that
around, no.
Lamar?
Never.
Just a guy walking around with a tray of bread.
Bread man.
It's next to the Able Body Workplace.
No, I've never seen
him. Okay.
Well, let's pretend like I have. Let's keep going.
You're telling
me
relay racers and their family and friends don't love bread?
Yeah, they don't love carbon up. Before.
Delicious sweet breads.
Which, by the way, the relays are going on like right now. Like, that's got to be weird to be like, hey, I'm going to Austin for Texas Relays weekend. Oh, you're going to go see some races? Nope. Like, I'm going to avoid them like the plague. I'm going to go do other things.
You know that saying like, oh, if the music's too loud, you're too old.
Sure.
I feel like maybe I am too old. Uh-huh. However, if you hate Texas Relays, you're kind of too old. Because you know what? Look, I feel like the busiest part, if you have to work downtown.
Yeah.
And it's annoying for you because it's really trafficky. Okay.
Right.
However, I don't know. I drove past Town Mall. I thought it was fun. Sure. Yeah. Did it take me longer to get here?
Yeah.
To the co-op studios today? Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Did I have to drive past, like, you know, two cop cars and the nicest car I've ever seen involved in an accident?
Oh, yes. That one.
Yeah.
Was that, like, was a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer. It was worse than that time the Wienermobile exploded.
Oh, man. Never forget that day.
Hey, I just got an email. Oh, oh hey, Oscar Mayer's suing us.
Oh.
For the stuff we just made.
That's not cool.
Yeah, boo. Boo.
Yeah.
So, David, I have a question for you.
Ask away. I've got a question for you, but I'll save that one for later.
This is kind of an odd question.
All right, I'm an odd
person. It's kind of out of left field. Kind of an odd fellow. Let's not turn the show into noises.
Well, you've already been juicing up the mic, so
why bother? Smash your brain in. We're going to hear your brain juice as I give you a curb stomp you, board stomp you.
That's the second time today that's come up.
What, board stomping?
Curb stomping.
What was the other time?
I was having a conversation with somebody else. But yeah, curb stomping is the best and worst. I'm sorry, I'm taking away from your question. Go ahead.
It's like this guy wants to taste the curb. There was some designer I saw recently, by the way, this is another tangent, who had a bunch of stuff, like logos and various designs, and he replaced the lettering with Comic Sans, the worst font ever.
Right.
And so he had a Superman symbol, and instead of the stylized Superman S, it had the Comic Sans S.
Okay.
And it was, looking at it, I hate that type so much.
Sure.
But it was kind of brilliant. Like he did Nike. I don't know. It was a simple idea that he kept repeating, and it kept working.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, that's... Maybe I'll post. Maybe that'll be
the accompanying image.
Image on this podcast. Oh my gosh! Shut up.
I don't remember where the question was in that.
Here it comes.
Oh, okay.
Comma jerk. What do you think about the band U2?
Wow, you are in my brain this week.
Erotically?
No, not erotically. What do I think of the band U2? I really loved. This is going to sound stupid, but it's going to sound common also. I really loved their early stuff. Like when they were sort of this, A, when they were a band with like a message, and B, when you didn't see them all the time. Like, we've talked about this on other shows or, you know, on earlier shows where seeing a band will ruin a band for me, which shouldn't be because they're about the music. But like if I see like an image of a band and like, I don't like the way they look, I will immediately not like them. And so U2, over the past several years, has sort of turned into that band. Well, you know, their music has suffered also. It's not as good as it used to be. But also, I see them a lot, and I root for their causes. Like, they stand for very, you know, worthwhile and admirable things, but I can't stand them now. Like, I really, short story long, I don't like U2. Like, any opportunity I can get to get away from them, I will take.
I feel like that's the way most people feel about U2, and especially Bono.
Right.
They're kind of sick of him because he's real smug.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And everything. But let's say David.
Okay.
There's no one else around.
Right.
U2 comes on the radio. Are you changing it? Because I feel like U2, you know, maybe they're not... Nobody's cool band these days.
Uh-huh.
Not impressing anyone by being like, yeah, I really like U2.
No. Certain songs I will keep on.
Let's say comes on the radio, Mysterious Ways. You listen to that to the end?
No. I don't like Mysterious Ways.
What about One?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How about It's a Beautiful Day?
It depends on the mood I'm in, but I'm not going to say I wouldn't.
What if it's a really nice day outside?
If it's a beautiful day? Well, then you got to. You got to pull off to the side of the road.
Mugatu?
Yes. No, Derek, the slaves. then you roll into a ditch and just enjoy the dandelions on your skin. I'm not going to sit here and go across the board and say... Oh, everything they put out is terrible. Like, there are so, like,
what if
songs.
You were walking on the street?
Sure.
And you came across a perfectly good album, perfectly good copy, still in plastic wrap, so no one has, like, injected heroin into it or something, even though I don't know how that's possible.
Right.
A copy of U2's pop album.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Not even if it's shrink wrapped on the floor.
What if Egg came across a copy of How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb or whatever that's
sure.
called?
Yeah.
Okay.
I listened to that one. You know, that actually happened to me once, and I'm not making this up. When I was in fourth grade, and I was going to, is that right? Yeah. I was going to like some sort of day, summer, camp, school thing. Maybe it was middle school. Any hoozle. There was a copy on the ground of a cassette, shrink wrapped, still brand new, of Cracked Rear View by Hootie and the Blowfish. I picked it up, I looked at it, and I set it back down on the ground. Did not even want anything to do with it. Take that, Hootie or Blowfish.
I remember being very young and being in the car of some girl who was just driving me and some other people someplace. Sure. And she was older and kind of pretty. And so I remember telling at the time, she's like, what kind of music do you listen to? And I looked her up from top to bottom and I go, Hootie and the Blowfish? She goes, I love them. I didn't care for that band at all.
You did that,
Dad. I sized it up, yeah. And I was like, I know what this person likes.
why do you ask about you two?
You know, because it's one of these things where I think Beautiful Day actually came on the radio. Mm. And I was like, you know what? I like this song, I guess. I mean, it's kind of, it's cheesy a little
bit.
Yeah,
it's, yeah.
But you know what? And I think everyone is sick of, you know, Bono, the pitch man.
Right.
And, you know, Bono, the sort of American savior. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's anyone who's got to play a post 9/11 concert, it had to be Bono.
Yeah. America's favorite son.
Yeah.
That Irishman.
And the whole, but it was, you know, the whole Spider-Man music. Actually, sorry, it was a Spider-Man musical.
Okay.
Because they're writing the songbook or whatever for that thing.
Right.
And it's just a huge disaster. And the fact that Bono and the Edge are involved is just kind of perfect because it's like, yep, that's them, all right. Like, they, this giant, you know, show. It's like a circus, you know, yeah. That kind of thing.
We wondered what's next for you two. And so that's a horrible Bono. I'm sorry.
But I was really thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I still like their stuff. You know, I know it's not cool to admit, but I like the U2 catalog.
Sure. Okay. Like what you like.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I had a story that's funny for them.
Sure. What's your name, caller?
Huh?
Who is this?
Chris.
Chris, how's it going?
I'm going all right.
Where are you calling from, Chris?
Right now, I'm in between Dripping Springs and I'm in Oak Hill.
Oak Hill, all right. Lay your story on us.
Just I bought, you know, the band Tragically Hip.
Sure, Canada's Own.
I bought that in a record store because I really liked the cover. And I got in the car. I put it in my player. I fast forwarded through all the songs and then threw it out the window. Never made a complete song. So I even paid for an album and then threw it out.
I have done that before also. I did that. There was a time when I was, I hadn't quite like, sometimes you're in the wrong era for things. And I had bought a T-Rex album and I just wasn't in the mood for T-Rex. And it was like a compilation. It was like a greatest hits. And I listened to it and I said, this is not for me. And I gave it to a friend, and he didn't want it, so we dragged it on the carpet until it started to scuff up so no one would ever listen to it.
That's funny, because we were just talking about getting some T-Rex the other day. Maybe I'll have to be a little bit careful what I get.
Oh, no, it's great now. Like, I just wasn't ready for it. This was years ago. And so now, like, oh, man, T-Rex, are you kidding me? Yeah, listen to it to your heart's content.
Well, I always feel bad about that, but that's pretty funny that you wouldn't pick up two album. Or no. You would pick up the U2 album. That's pretty.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's got their own limits, I guess. And Tragically Hip happens to be yours.
All right. Well, sorry about that.
No problem. Thanks a lot,
Chris. All right. Thanks for calling, Chris.
All right, bye.
Oh, I cut him off mid later.
So you haven't checked out of U2 yet? Like,
didn't hear anything off their last album.
Okay.
But musically, they don't annoy me, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You know, the only actually, it's just kind of funny. The only U2 album I ever owned, like purchased in store, was Pop.
Wow,
which is their most un-U2ist album.
Right, right, yeah.
I don't have it anymore. But I also the only REM album I ever purchased was Up.
Man.
Another like yeah, the one like Super Oddity. It's like I feel like if you were to buy those albums at Waterloo, which you know what, this, maybe it's just me nowadays, but back in the day when I would buy something at Waterloo. I would be real self-conscious about
it. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, because I had to buy someone as a gift one time. They wanted this album, that Lou Bega Mambo No. 5.
That's right, yes.
And I was already going to Waterloo. I didn't have to, so I bought it there, and I was like, almost, my skin was on fire.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't want this person like judging me or something. But you know what? I don't know if it's they got some nicer employees now, or who aren't going to give me a dirty look, or I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you were to go to Waterloo back in the day or something and you like bought U2's Up, they'd be like, oh, U2's Pop.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, do you even like this band?
Yeah. Is there some sort of skeet shooting going on later and you ran out of clay pigeons?
But you know what's funny is like, yeah, I felt that same way too, and I still to a degree feel that same way whenever, especially like Waterloo or like Cheapos. There's one guy who works there. Man, he hates me like the plague. But Waterloo's also the same place that we talked about this last week. Like they were shilling out copies of Los Lonely Boys like it was the antidote. So we've all got our own level. And I think Waterloo's got their own level, and they're not as scary as I used to think they were.
I just don't like, and we experienced this today,
mm-hmm.
people too good for the places that they work at.
Right.
Like, am I coming to your home? No, you work here. why am I bothering you by being here?
Do you want to tell that story?
If you want to.
Yeah, no. Today we got together, Mac and I got together for lunch, and we went to a barbecue place. It's sort of a home cooking place. They cover all the bases.
On the sign, yes. The barbecue is the food in the biggest font.
Yeah.
Underneath that in a smaller font, it says burgers. Mm-hmm. And then I think there's some smaller font that says something like home cooking.
Yeah. And then like the temporary sign is like, yeah, you know, come on in for breakfast or whatever.
Yeah.
So we go in there because we're craving barbecue. Oh my God, a hankering for barbecue. Walk in there, look at the big board. They got it all. They got brisket, they got turkey, they got sausage, whatever.
We got brisket, we got turkey, we got sausage.
All kinds of things.
We got sausage.
So, Matt, do you want to pick this up? Or?
Sure, we go in there, and the guy's like, so what do you want? We're like, oh, geez. And really, for a small place, they have an insane amount of food.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like trying to make sense of, I've never been in this place before, trying to make sense of the board. And the guy's like, we want a burger or something? And I was like, actually, kind of in the mood for barbecue. He's like, barbecue? That's all anyone wants today. Everyone's like, barbecue, barbecue, barbecue. I was like, yeah, that's crazy that people want the thing you're advertising.
Yeah. Pardon the thing that's in your name.
What an insane day. And then afterwards, what did you order?
I ordered a 2-meat plate. I had brisket and turkey. And
I said, that sounds good. I'll have the same. Wait a second. Pump the brakes. No brisket. I'll have your spicy chop. And the guy looked at me. Actually, it wasn't spicy, which I was expecting.
And, actually, if I may interject,
sure.
He didn't immediately look at you. He sort of like pruned his face and like cocked his head, like he was like deep in thought. Like if he was a cartoon, there would be a bubble above his head of like something going on. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so I was like, I'll have the chopped brisket, just the chopped brisket. And he stops and like looks at me, and he's like, all right. I mean, I don't know why you would do that. It's the same thing. It's just chopped brisket. Why you want that over the brisket? I was like, I'm sorry for ordering.
Yeah.
Like, why am I in the wrong here? This is your food. This is the food you have.
Yeah. But also, I don't have to work in a barbecue place to know there is a huge difference between chopped beef and brisket. Like, yeah, it's the same meat. But brisket is dry, and chopped beef is more often than not wet.
Yeah, and usually spicy,
yeah,
which
exactly.
is what I was expecting.
Yes.
But it was not spicy.
One quick story about people working, and then I guess we'll take a break. I went to a Spurs game last week.
What?
Or a couple weeks ago.
You
yeah.
jerk.
Yeah, I did. Spurs won, keeping my streak alive.
Of course they did.
Wait,
the time we went, didn't the Rockets win?
No, teams I root for win. Anyway.
Well, let's come back.
So I don't know if you've experienced this, but this was the first time I had experienced it in several times that I've been to Spurs games. In front of the arena, like before you get to the main doors,
uh-huh.
they've set up like a security checkpoint, like the wand, and you know, they're checking bags and stuff like that. I had never seen this at the Spurs arena, but it was fine. So they're checking bags, but then they also like pulled me off to the side and they're like, all right, empty your pockets. And I roll pretty heavy these days because, you know, I like to have stuff on me. So I've got a notebook, wallet, keys, pen, phone, iPod. So I've got all this stuff. I'm trying to take it all out of my pocket. And the guy who's doing the security checkpoint starts mock snoring. Like, like, buddy, you told me to take all this stuff out of my pockets. I'm doing you a favor by doing this. Like, don't rush me. I don't want to do this. Yeah, that drove me nuts. I was mad about it for a good, Spurs game.
Well, look, I'm not endorsing a product here, but you know how I complain about, there's this commercial with this guy.
Right.
And he goes, my pockets are always full because I'm carrying my MP3 player, my camera, and my phone.
Uh-huh.
If only there was three things, one thing that did all three.
Right.
And I was like, I don't really carry around a camera and MP3 player when I'm just, you know, around my daily business. Mm-hmm. If that phone was also my keys and wallet, I would be on board.
Yeah, exactly.
But you, buddy, you seem to You might want to consider an iPhone. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, we've already been over this. I don't like the touchpad. Or I don't like the, I don't like the touchscreen. So I need, if I may drop a name, I need my BlackBerry. And then my iPod is just for when I ride the bus. So I had ridden the bus earlier in the day, or else I wouldn't have it in my pocket. So normally, yeah.
Are you riding the bus in the Spurs game?
No, I rode the bus to...
Really? I'm doing you a favor.
I'm doing me a favor.
Carrying the show.
Carrying the show.
Yeah, that's right.
It's called a healthy back and forth.
A tete a tete. You want to take a break?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay. Let's see what we got.
What are we going to play music-wise?
What are we going to play music-wise? We're going to play the Pains of Being Pure at Heart from their album Belong.
Oh, this is, what a bunch of complainers.
What? Anyway, boop. This is Heaven's Gonna Happen. Now, more Mascot Wedding Show after this. And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
Mac Blake.
And we just heard The Pains of Being Pure at Heart from their album Belong. That was Heaven's Gonna Stop Us Now. I wasn't paying attention. But they are playing tonight at Emo's, if you liked that and other things. And this was your Mascot Wedding concert calendar.
Yes, done. By the way, welcome to the ROM second half of the show.
Oh, I like it.
The Brown and Blake phone lines are open right now, 472-5667-472-KOOP. Or you can tweet at us, at Mascot Wedding. I got the thing open right now. We have a surprisingly... Keep in mind our Twitter account has been active for 3 weeks or something.
Right.
But we still have just a really awful low number of followers.
We've got our friends and a couple
and
of...
And not all of them.
Yeah, not even that.
But we appreciate the diehards and everything. Man, it'd be nice to pump that up. That's the last I will show for it.
Yeah. Oh, I won't. That won't be the last I show for it.
By the way, speaking of something that we weren't, there's sure. Something that happened in the past during actually South by Southwest, and I wanted to complain about it on the air, but I keep forgetting. And so now I'm no longer as mad about it as I once was, but I still want to complain about
it. Well, this will give you the clarity now that you've stepped away from it.
Yeah,
let's
maybe,
assume.
Maybe.
All right.
Wait, hold on. What's our phone number here? Okay.
472.
That's right.
Yeah.
472-5667.
Or nationwide, 888-917-5667. What?
Oh, someone didn't turn his phone off.
Rookie ball.
So during South by Southwest, these people were passing out T-shirts. Oh, we will talk about that in just a minute because I think we got a phone call. KOP, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
You're kidding me here. Let me turn it down because it doesn't sound
like... Yeah, well, there's a delay.
There's a delay.
Tell you what, why don't you, can you call back in a second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay. KOP, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Carrie.
Carrie who?
Carrie Lendo.
That's right.
Oh, the funny lady.
We have to, I love how we always have to specify that you're a woman. Not funny person, mind you, or awesome comedian.
Yes.
Sorry about that. What's going on?
I'm at a pool party.
Oh, yeah, with a bunch of other Austin comedians, right?
Yeah, there's Intense Game of Marco Polo.
Nice.
Is it ironic, or are they really trying?
We were really trying. People are injured.
That's good to know. So what are you up to today, Carrie Lindo?
I went to a little dog fundraiser in the afternoon.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sponsored by some other awful radio station, right?
Yeah, and it had wiener dog racing.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, it was so cute because, like, some of them are all into it and run right to their owner. Mm-hmm. Other ones just sit down. And they, like, wait till all of them cross the finish line before they start the next heat.
Aw.
It's so cute.
I wish that real races would do that, too. Like, the sprinters, people would forget they're going to the finish line and just, like, run over and, like, untie their shoes and be like, oh, I'm supposed to finish.
Yeah, their friends at the finish line calling their name.
Their mama is waiting for them.
Yeah, with a toy. Aww. You can bring one toy.
Nice.
And so you have a dog? Question mark.
It's a long story.
Why don't you just say the dog's name?
I have visiting rights. The dog's name is Robin.
Robin Goodfellow, a famous dog.
Popular dog.
An award-winning dog?
Yeah, I mean, I've named him number one dog the past 3 years.
He's a dog improviser, if such a thing is possible. He does it. And so you told me that you were, or I saw on Facebook or something, that there might be a pet.
Psychic or card reader. I was so excited. I don't know if you guys remember the pet psychic show that used to be on, I forget what channel.
But no.
It was amazing, especially when I had celebrities on. So I was all excited to have his fortune read. Mm-hmm. If she said he wasn't going to be eating meat or cheese in the future, I knew she was a liar. but it wasn't a pet psychic. It was a pet psychiatrist. Oh. And it didn't look that fun.
Did they have a tiny leather couch for them to lay on?
No, because then we would have done it, because I would have wanted that photo.
Of course.
But fun fact, the pet psychic that used to be on TV, I lived in a house she used to live in.
Really?
Houston. Just randomly, the neighbors told us.
How are the vibes there?
You know, it was weird. There was this weird foot bathtub, a bathtub that was only a foot deep, and it was kind of out in the open, and when we were first in there, what is this for? Why would anyone have this waiting pool? And then we realized, oh, it was a bathtub for a dog she probably had made.
Oh, it's adorable.
But at the same time, why is a pet psychiatrist bathing dogs?
No, this is the pet psychic.
This was the psychic.
This was the famous pet psychic from TV.
Well, that's actually a weirder question.
I'm implying something. Something
lascivious.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Yes.
So it was
a nice, wholesome dog.
Well, no, we're saying the dogs are all right, but the psychic is up to no good, is what I'm saying.
So did Robin leave today's festivities empty pod, if you will?
Did he what?
Did your dog Robin, did he do anything today or engage in any activities?
He did get a pet massage.
How did that go?
A lot of times he was just looking up at me, what's going on? But when he was done, he was totally, he just, stayed in the same position, keep going, lady.
Aww.
He totally, went down his spine like you would do with a person and, rubbed his shoulders. It was so cute.
Weird.
It was weird. Pretty sure maybe dogs don't know they're getting massaged, and it's probably not as exciting.
So what other things did they have there that are normally for people but are strange when you do them to a dog?
Is it a dog hookah?
Dog racing is weird. Dog racing is weird. What else did they have? I guess the psychiatrist is the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Oh.
They had treats, but that's not really weird for dogs to have treats.
Like romantic dog hot air balloon rides?
Yeah. They did.
Well, thank you, Carrie. I wanted to know about that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of cuteness going on today.
Sounds good.
Glad I could share.
You sound sated.
All right.
Did you reach your dog cuteness level?
Sorry, what was that?
Have you reached your dog cuteness quotient?
No. Come on. Ooh. Don't be ridiculous.
Still more to come.
Jeez.
I'm going to hit up some puppies tonight.
Well, be careful.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
All right, later.
Okay, all right. Bye.
That person who I told to call back in, you may now call back in. But real quick, I wanted to be about this South By thing.
Yeah.
So I was in line waiting for a show, and these people were handing out T-shirts. And the T-shirts were saw one color, and then in black they had a screen print on them. And I look over, and one has Richard Pryor wearing headphones, and these headphones were Beats by Dre headphones.
Oh, sure.
And the other shirt had Charles Manson. Famed murderer, infamous murderer,
well,
Charles Manson.
Anyway,
yeah,
he didn't actually murder. But.
Oh well, whatever.
Anyway,
cult leader.
Yes,
he. Yeah,
bad dude.
Not a good guy by any stretch of the imagination. And so they're giving away shirts, and she's like, "Hey, would you like a shirt? The Beats by Dre rep." And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "Which one do you want?" I was like, "Sure." She goes, "Which one do you want?" And I go, "I'll take Richard Pryor one because he didn't order the deaths of anybody." What I really wanted to be like is, why the hell are you do you think this is helping to move your product? And they say, and their thing was, is like, oh man, he loves music so much, he'd kill for music. That was the whole thing. And so I was like, yeah, I'll take the Richard Pryor because he didn't order anyone's death.
Yeah.
He's not a monster.
He just almost smoked himself to death.
But, yeah, well, that's what she said. She goes, yeah, but he did a lot of crack, smoked a lot of crack. And I was like, oh, that's the same.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you were able to sort of rationalize this in your head. Keep shilling these free t-shirts.
So, by the way, Beats by Dre, you can go F, is what I'm saying.
I don't blame you for saying that.
That is all. I just wanted to complain about that.
Well, yeah, that's awful. And really, Charles Manson?
Hey, you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. Yeah, we got to do that.
Why don't you talk for just a second?
Okay, sure. Let's see. What else can I talk about? The phone number is 472-5667. Hi. What's her face? Linda just walked in. She's getting ready to do the clear spot at 7. Hard Rock for your warm Saturday. Almost hit the pool today, but then I remembered what I look like without a shirt. I am not looking forward to summer because of that. But that's another fight for another day. What do we listen to?
We got here off of the album Show Your Bones, CIES with Phenomena. More Masculine Winning Show after this.
All right, we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard the Yeah's from their Show Your Bones album. Let's say it was the Show Your Bones album phenomenon. We got a phone call. Let's take care of this.
I mean, you're paying way too much. I can get Greek for a whole lot less. That's a crazy amount you had to pay.
Yeah. Pardon me. Excuse me. Hey, you're on the air right now. KOP.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I was talking to call screener Tim.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, you're on the air right now. You're not talking to him anymore.
Cool, is this the Mascot Wedding Show?
Yeah, this is the Mascot Wedding Show, yeah.
Wait, did you say K-O-P?
I did. I said, yeah, K-O-P. You're on the air right now.
No, I'm supposed to be talking to the Mascot Wedding Show on KROS.
Oh, no, you got it wrong. That's they spell theirs with two T's.
Yeah. How do you spell yours?
W-E-D-D-I-N-G.
Wait a second. Is this David?
Yeah. Why do you say it like that?
Oh, sorry. Smoked a lot of Pall Malls recently.
Okay, I don't care about that. Who is this?
You're telling me you don't know who this is?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Come on, idiot.
Wait a second. I think I do know. Hold on.
Yeah, maybe this sounds familiar. You're a dummy.
That actually does sound... Craig Betancourt. This is
Craig Betancourt. That's right.
That's right. We used to. You sort of used to work with us back when
you
we were.
Used to work for me.
No, I don't. I remember.
I was in charge of you.
I remember it differently. But what do you want, Craig?
Well, it's supposed to be an interview on KROS right now.
Well, you're not. You're on co-op.
I guess my stupid assistant gave me the wrong number.
Well, okay. Well, why don't you not be so mean about your assistant?
Well, tell you what. I'm going to drop some info on you. Which you don't deserve, but I'll do anyway.
All right.
So, guess where I'm rocking my employment right now?
I really have no idea where you're rocking your employment.
Yeah, the biggest stage in the world, government.
So you took a government job.
Yeah, I got a job in the mayor's office, Sunken Valley.
Oh wow, that's not too bad. I figured like
yeah, it's really good.
Well, what are you doing now? What are you doing in the mayor's office these days?
Well. That's what I was going to call about.
All right.
Got an awesome new initiative. Because here's the thing, man. With the economy being in the toilet.
Right.
You can't rest on your laurels.
No, you can't. You got to pick yourself up by the bootstraps, I guess.
In Sunken Valley right now, I mean, this is a city that could go either way. You know, it could be riding high and just end up on the map, a tourist destination for everyone. Or... they could burn it to the ground and sell it to gypsies.
I think you're being a little extreme in your polls on that one, but okay.
Well, let me ask you this.
All right.
When people think of Sunken Valley, Texas, what do they think of? What is the town famous for?
What is the town famous for? Well, Tree Rollins went to high school here for a couple years, but... But I guess, people know Sunken Valley, I guess, for all the fires.
That's right. Time Magazine called it America's most combustible city.
That's right. They did call it Yes. Anyway.
Well, now, thanks to an initiative from myself and Mayor Woods.
Right, right.
We're going to brand Sunken Valley as a... well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Also, I think it needs to be set up a little more. The idea is that good.
All right, no. That's...
When you think of Austin, that's like the music city of Texas, right?
Live music capital of the world, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and Houston's like sports city Texas.
Yes, it is. Proud of it.
And San Antonio's like the family fun city in Texas.
That's, okay, let's say yes.
And Dallas is a place where you can get really good cocaine in Texas.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much, you got Dallas pegged.
Well, Sunken Valley, drum roll please.
I'm not
going to be Texas, the erotic city.
I'm sorry, I feel like I misheard you. I could have sworn you said Texas' most erotic city.
Oh, I did, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be ECTX, Erotic City, Texas.
So this is something you're working with the mayor on.
Oh, yeah, the one-stop pleasure palace.
All right. What on earth could that possibly entail?
Well, look, we're just going to up the Eros that's naturally in the air when it comes to Sunken Valley. I mean, we already have the Magic Swingdom. South Texas is number one nightclub and swinger for swingers.
I wish that wasn't true.
Yeah, it is, according to Swappers Magazine.
Oh, right.
It's the number one destination for wife swappers in Texas.
I had not heard of Swappers Magazine, but I will check it out.
And also KROS, of course.
Right, KROS.
Sunken Valley's number one talk station on the subject of Eros.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, unfortunately so.
Yeah. I mean, can you name any other cities in the Southwest that have, when you think of them, you think of automatically, oh man, that sounds like a nice time.
You know what? I don't.
The pants.
Really? I don't think of cities in that way. I'm sorry.
Well, prepare to think of Sunken Valley in that way, man, because we're doing it.
Okay. I shudder to think what you're doing to my city.
Plus, we're also going to bring in new business. So, mean new jobs.
Really? Really?
Yeah. We plan to open up a new chain of rub houses.
Okay, you please be clean about the stuff you say on the air.
I am.
Yeah,
it's good, clean fun.
I'm pretty sure you can't say rub houses on the radio.
You just did.
Oh, well, I'm trying to illustrate a point. Okay, all right, well, let's limit that.
Now that the Midnight Cowboy is closed down.
Right.
Downtown Austin, we were thinking, now is the time to strike. There is a void, and we have to fill it.
You're kind of right, I guess. I don't know.
And look, we're not messing around on this thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, we're not. We're really crushing the coconuts on it.
Okay, well, please.
I brought in. I think actually you may know him. I brought in someone to help us out with this venture.
Really? Who did you bring in?
I think you probably know him. Well, let me see if he's available.
All right.
Hey, come here.
Oh no.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. You're on the radio right now.
This is Rikembe Mutombo.
Rikembe Mutombo.
Who is this?
This is David with the Mascot Wedding Show. We've spoken before.
Oh, have we?
Yes, yes. We've talked in the past. For those who don't know, this is Rikembe Mutombo. And you are the brother of professional basketball player Dikembe Mutombo.
Twin brother.
Well, that's not really entirely true, I don't think.
It is. We are identical twins.
You're identical twins. Oh, how tall is Dikembe?
7'2".
Right, and how tall are you?
5'7".
Right, and you also sort of have a bit of a different body than he does.
Well, I was told that we are just as long.
No, well, all right. Well, please, again, let's keep this clean for air. Yeah, and you also used to, if I remember correctly, you used to run a smutty cruise?
Yes, I have a sex sum. I still do.
The sex sub, that's right.
I have a sex submarine, which is a hedonistic cruise you can buy a ticket for and it sails to an anything goes secret sex island.
Secret sex island, right. Well, I hesitate to ask, but how did you get involved with Craig Betancourt and his Erotic City initiative?
Well, I'm a big fan of Texas. I used to live here when the Kimbe played for Rockets.
That's right, the Houston Rockets, yeah.
And so when Craig came to me, the proposition to open up a series of massage parlors, I could not say no.
Okay.
So we're going to open up the Dikembe Mutombo Low Post Massage Parlors.
The Low Post Massage Parlors, which I
guess... Your one-stop shop for Low Post moves.
Which I guess is a reference to your brother who used to play basketball. Well, that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I'm sorry. Your one-stop shop for low post moves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's not very. That's thinly veiled. That's a really overt. Anyway. So what's the story with these massage parlors?
Oh, they will be great. They'll be amazing. It'll be a one-stop shop for relaxation.
Okay.
Featuring a bevy of beautiful women who I've collected over the years.
I'm sorry. Did you say you've collected beautiful women?
Yes, for my many journeys across the erotic places of the globe.
All right.
I've collected them.
That sounds like human trafficking, actually. That sounds horrible.
No. They were given a choice. Stay in whatever terrible city they are from, or come with me on a fantastic journey into the art of pleasurable massage.
Okay, well, that sounds a little bit worse than human trafficking, but...
We'll also be opening up a Mutombo gymnasium in Sunken Valley.
Oh, okay, well, that doesn't sound too bad. So, like a community center or something.
Yes, it will be a half-basketball gym with mini after-school programs for disadvantaged kids and will help fund a children's hospital that the Kimbe will also help raise money for. They will also send funds back to a sister hospital in Congo.
Right, his native Congo. Well, that
and
sounds...
mine as well.
I'm sorry? Sorry?
Mine as well.
Of course, your native country. I'm sorry. Yes, of course.
And then the other half of the gymnasium will be an anything-goes pleasure dome run by me, Rekimbe.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, you started off really sweet with a gymnasium for kids, for disadvantaged kids, and then the other half of this gym is an anything-goes pleasure palace?
That's right. Imagine after a game of basketball, you get tired, and so you come back into the gym, and we give you a night.
Oh my!
And you get five of those in a row.
Oh my God! See, I had to bleep you out. I couldn't put that on the air.
Why do you have to bleep me?
Because that was the most offensive stuff I've ever heard.
Well, how about this? How about week four? If you come have a frequent customer card, on the fifth visit, you get a.
Okay. Well, no, I had to cut him off. That's. Again, that was even worse somehow. Oh, Rekimbe Mutombo, starting the Erotic City Sex Initiative in Sunken Valley. On that note, let's get out of here. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows, and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. Let's get the hell out of here with some obits. From their something, from their Moody Standards of Poor album. This is Killer. Clear Spot's coming up next. Goodbye, Mac. Goodbye, Austin.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye. Right now? Right now.